How's it going? This is Dante, and you're listening to Dante's Inferno. Hope you get a ton of value from this episode, and it makes your life at least 1% better. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy. Good morning, and namaste. Hope you're having an amazing Monday. So many big things to announce. So the topic of this video, before we dive in, I have a couple things to announce. But before we dive into the topic, I want to tell you what the topic is so you're ready and you're foaming at the mouth and you're excited. So the topic is going to be about the number one sign that you, like, if you're doing this and you, or you can't do this, your inability to do this is a huge red flag, a huge indicator that you're carrying a lot of trauma and low vibrational energy, okay? And it's gonna be awesome. But before we get to that, big shout out to, I hope I'm saying it correctly, I sent her a voice message and a video message, but she's busy crushing it at life, so it's understandable. But Alyssa, hopefully, God, I'm saying her name correctly. I'm gonna tag her somewhere over here. What's up, Tori? She sent me this CBD bottle, and it's freaking amazing. And I'm assuming this is like lip balm. It's been sitting in my mailbox, so it's all like melted. It might have to get hard again, no pun intended. But it's from delightfulhealth.net. So I'm gonna try this stuff out. She just sent it to me, and it's like a lot, and it's amazing. And just thank you so much, Alyssa. You're just a beautiful soul. This is great. And I'm a big advocate of cannabis over alternatives, like, let's say, pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. Regardless of your opinions, there's a lot of good that cannabis has done for lots of people. And I'm just excited and, like, all about making it more okay in society. Less about, like, a shame on you person, let's use this as an opportunity to judge somebody, but more as, like, oh, there's actually some really cool medical benefits. And you know, like anything in life, you can abuse it if you have it as a dependency, right? You could abuse alcohol. You could abuse fucking sitting in your bed all day being depressed. You can abuse an emotional state. So it's really cool. That's a long roundabout way of saying that. Thank you, Alyssa. Amazing. Now, there's like another announcement. Oh, if you're in Arizona, I'm going to be playing at Joe's Grotto tonight. So if you want to come meet me, if you want to come listen to me play, who says I can't get stoned? Me in my house alone. It's been a long night in New York City. If you want to hear some of that, Joe's Grotto tonight at around 8 or 9. You should definitely come out, meet me. We can talk about the universe, consciousness, energy, you know, problems you're going through, your hopes and dreams. I would love to talk to you about that. So that's tonight. My cat is in heat, and it's just like purring all over the place. Get out of here, kitty! Making a video, I'm live streaming, the people are watching, get out of here. Anyway, the topic of this video is the number one sign, okay, that you are hanging on to low vibrational energy and past pain and trauma, okay? Super excited to talk about this too, because although it's sad, it's also like a very simple thing, right? So the number one sign you can tell if you're hanging on to a lot of trauma or LVE, what Glenn, my energy coach and mentor, and I talk about, it's low vibrational energy, you can't laugh. Right? You can't just, like, enjoy yourself, like, joke around with people. What's up, David? Let me give you guys some shout-outs real quick. Thank you for watching, by the way. What's up, Tori? I think I already gave you one, but there's another shout-out, because I love you that much. You just can't laugh. You can't enjoy yourself. You know, you're constantly thinking about something or worrying about something or, you know, like, this past memory is kind of orbiting, you know, your focus, right? Boom. Now I'm thinking about it. Then it kind of leaves. As a side point, another big sign that you know that something has traumatized you is if you keep thinking about it, but you have no emotional, like, attachment to it. It's just like, why does this keep popping into my, like, reality, like this memory, this experience? But it's not like I'm feeling bad about it. It's just like, it keeps popping up. That's a sign that you're so emotionally suppressed, like you're numb, you're in so much pain. That thing was so traumatic that you can't even feel it anymore. You've disconnected from yourself and you're in apathy, right? And when you're in apathy, you're just not feeling anything. And this is actually a state very close to death. It's very, very low on the David R. Hawkins Power vs. Force emotional consciousness scale. So a big sign that you're in trauma and you're in low vibrational energy is that you're not able to laugh and just joke around with people and just, like, enjoy your life, like, just be happy, right? It's like a simple thing, but also it's huge. We were talking to someone on Instagram. And you're saying, like, dude, what do I do? Like, I can't laugh at stuff. And I'm just in, like, this constant dark, foul mood. And I'm like, dude, number one, okay, two things. We got to focus on breath work because breath work moves the energy. What's up, Caitlin? So, David, the topic is the number one sign you can tell if you're in like massive low vibrational energy and you're hanging on to past pain and trauma. And that big sign being you can't just laugh and be at ease with yourself and the environment, especially at your house. Like, I understand, you go out in the world, you're around people, that's like massive other energy bodies, and it's like social conditioning, and it's not exactly everyone skipping and walking down with fucking sunshine. I get it. So it kind of takes a little, like this live stream, for instance, kind of puts me a little in my head, regardless of me being emotionally free and I've let go of a lot of my trauma, there's still a little bit there, like, you know, it's that thing. So you get that, but I'm still laughing, right? I'm still making jokes, I'm still having fun, I'm still at ease. And if you can't do this at your fucking house, that's a big problem. Like, you should be laughing all the time, all the time. I laugh 5 times today, hard, like hard, really hard. And I've been like playing music and helping people, and now I'm making a video to help you guys and talk to you guys because I love you and you're amazing. But if you can't laugh, right? Like the guy who's texting, message us, I can't laugh. So I recommended, okay, we need to use breath work to move the energy. So we have plenty of videos on YouTube where it's like a guided release where we walk you through it, the breathing exercises where you're like, we kind of do, we call them candle breaths, I think. This is, breath moves energy. So when energy is sitting, it becomes dense and contracted and heavy. And that's when you start worrying about stuff and you feel like crap and you feel down. But if we're moving the energy, if we're moving the energy using breath work, so something that we have is the energetic breath. Take a deep breath in for 6 seconds, breathing low. Hold it, touch the stillness, right? Space is a big part of high vibrational energy because when there's space, you're not trapped in your thoughts. There's just quiet. And this is like a baby step into you having a massive spiritual awakening, because if you can actually like hang out in the space, you increase the likelihood of you like touching the actual part of what you are, which is an infinite, you know, being of consciousness and energy and source energy. So that's a lot for people though, you know, that's a big idea. It's a big thing to throw at people. So I don't want to really, let's divert away from that and just focus on the breath moves the energy. So breathing, you know, the Wim Hof, right? He has a free app. Go check that out. Go check out our YouTube videos. Plenty of guided releases on there. It's awesome. Move the breath. You're going to feel amazing. Second, watch comedies and find out like what's funny to you. And it doesn't matter. Like don't analyze. Okay, this is funny to me. So whenever, no. Okay. A big, big thing on building on top of this big sign. Go out of here, kitty. Get out of here. A big sign building on top of, okay, I can't laugh. Another thing that people do when they're hanging on to a lot of trauma and they're too stuck in their head and they have a lot of low vibrational energy is they can't, like, speak emotionally. They have to speak logically, like, nonstop. And, you know, if you're skilled and you're good at managing people, you can kind of guide them on this logical path into, you know, jokes, right? But inevitably, they get brought back down and have to, like, do this fucking crawl out of the pit again to touch some laughter in a high vibrational state, right? Higher level of energy, like creativity, consciousness. It's all consciousness, but creativity, you know, inspiration, feeling good, happiness, all these higher states of energy, they have to speak about it logically, and they can't just like laugh. Like they take things way too literal. And I'll be with my friends or out somewhere, you know, I meet people when I go out to like play at a venue or something. I try not to do that a lot because it takes a lot out of me to be around a lot of people who are unconscious, you know? It's like, you have to be on, like, on to deal with all that stuff. So, like, my frame is, you know, impenetrable, and I can just, you know, have fun and be myself, and it takes a lot, but point being, I'll meet people, and they'll be talking, and I'll, like, crack a joke, right? And then they'll keep talking literally, like, and then it'll dawn on them, like, oh, that was a joke, and then they'll start laughing, but there's, like, a delay, and other people, they completely miss it altogether, right? People are really holding on to pain. Because you're so trapped in your head, you can't get the fuck out. And the way you get the out is by moving the energy with your breath and focusing on the beauty in your life, being grateful. Gratitude is a huge state of high vibrational energy. Way the hell up there. If you can find out what you're grateful for in your life, everything. And it'll change your life. Like literally, if you can move your focus and rest your focus, like as soon as you wake up in the morning, you get about 2 to 3 seconds as soon as you wake up in the morning before that voice starts up. It's cool. We got like a little window there. And in that window, I want you to immediately train yourself to do this because it's life-changing. Immediately focus on something you're grateful for. Even if it's like, I'm alive. Or I got a car. Whatever it is, insert in that 2 to 3 seconds when you first wake up, before the voice starts, insert in there something you're grateful for. This will help kind of sink you into this higher form of energy. But besides that, meditation, not just like sitting there like, no, like good, better than nothing, but what's amazing is to breathe. Do that like 30 to 40 times. You're gonna feel amazing, I promise you. But besides that, you know, tune into how you're feeling. Bring more awareness into how your body's feeling, right? What's tight, what's tense, what's locked up. And then watch some more comedies. Get in touch of, you know, what you find funny and just laugh. Just that laughter, you're like, you're jumping up the scale and it's good. And it's actually a form of like healing. Now, it's more like a Band-Aid, right? You kind of feel good, pump your state up. It's not taking care of the root problem, which is like, you know, okay, I was molested here, or okay, I was beaten here by my fucking stepdad, or, you know, my mom's been an alcoholic for this amount of time, it's really affecting me, or blah, blah, you know, whatever your trauma is, that is the thing responsible, which is massive low vibrational energy. We call it historic LVE. That is destroying your fucking life. So if we rip that out and let that go, then you just start winning. It's like taking a backpack full of weights off, and now you can just sprint, and you feel good, and you're like, wow, I could have been doing this the whole time. Fucking crazy. So, yeah, it's a big sign. When you have to speak logically about something, and you can't, like, you don't have the option to just be like, no, derail. Crack jokes, free associate, you know, be free flowing. Like this, I don't write any of my fucking videos. I just turn it on, you know, maybe I have an idea of like a line, like, okay, topic line, you know, title. And then I just fucking go. What do you think this comes from? Do you think I'm thinking about this and I'm worried about, like, what are the people thinking? What am I saying? Is it good? I don't know. No, I'm just fucking going. And I'm worrying about, okay, how's my body feeling? Because if I'm not feeling good, that's a low vibrational energy. And that's a great opportunity if I'm tuning in, I'm like, okay, I don't feel good. What's this related to? You know, what happened? What am I suppressing, right? Asking these questions kind of begins your journey on the path toward letting go of this horrible pain that someone's given to you because probably someone gave it to them and, you know, they're continuing the cycle. Break the cycle. You don't have to keep giving this pain to people. You can let it go. When you let it go, you feel amazing because you accept yourself and you love yourself. When that happens, life just opens up to you. So, hope this video is valuable. Thank you, Alyssa, so much for sending this CBD oil. And I think that's lip balm. Again, it's melted. It's like it's like a puddle of goo. But once it hardens again, it will probably look like lip balm. Thank you so much. This is amazing. Just, you know, like you get it. We're going to go into a business thing real quick. When you give away free content, when you give away free stuff, you do it without expectation. And this works for acts of kindness as well. When I'm doing something for somebody, I'm not like attaching myself to it. Like, now you owe me, bitch. That's right. And I'm just waiting, like, when are they going to give me back? No. Because that's low vibrational energy. Expectation, neediness. I need it. What are you going to do for me? Tick, tick, tick. We stay away from that because it just leads to suffering. So what we want to do is give without expectation, right? That's why we're adding value. I'm adding value right now in the form of this video. I'm not saying, buy this product now. No. I'm adding more value by giving her a shout out, right? Go check out delightfulhealth.net. Because she's an amazing soul. She's awesome. Her energy is great. She sent me a lot of her product. She didn't have to do that, right? She gets it. Give without expectation. And it will just play out in the end. So not only with the form of this product, which is kind of like, you know, giving her a shout out, but in terms of you in your life, you know, if you're living with roommates, go clean the house. You know, if you see somebody out, just go give them a compliment. Like, hey, I love that shirt, man. Hey, happy Monday. It means everything. And you can literally make their day. Especially if that person, what's up, grandma? My grandma's in the house. Right? Especially if that someone is living in like a personal fucking hell. And you just stop and say like, hey. And they're like, and you go, nice shirt. They're just like, they probably won't give you the response you're looking for. You know, if you're looking for something. Like them to go, oh, thank you, man. Pat on the, appreciate you. You know, we like to think that's what's going to happen. But for a lot of people, the majority of society, they're hanging on to their trauma, their past pain. It's fucking them up. So when you give them, you know, some love, which they probably didn't have a lot of, it's just like, they don't know what to do with it. They're like, okay, thank you. and then shuffle the fuck off. Right? But it's not their fault, and it's not your fault. It's not my fault. We were given this trauma. So let's focus on letting it go. Because when we let it go, we feel amazing and we move up in life. But when we try to suppress it and hide it and stuff it down and like, no, we can't show that to the world. Then our life is just this like shit show. Like, it's very apparent. We might not know what trauma you've been through, but we know you're hanging on to some dark shit because it's emanating off of you like a fucking aura of darkness. Like Darth Vader walked into the room. Whoa. Right? And I used to be that guy for a long fucking time. I used to be that exact guy. Whoa. And I hated myself. You know, I didn't accept myself. I didn't love myself. And is it 100% now? No, but it's like 97%. And that's a pretty good damn fucking chunk amount. I'm satisfied with that amount. And I'm doing a lot more than I was doing before. And it's a constant journey. You know, life, it's a constant journey of letting go, healing, getting better, growing. And it's fun. Human experience is really cool. So let go of your trauma, right? Give. And just try to live your life from a place within your heart. Not trying to take, but giving, right? How can I add value? How can I let go of this past pain? And use the breath work in the morning. I'm telling you. First thing, you get 2 to 3 seconds in the morning before that voice starts, okay? 2 to 3 seconds, insert something you're grateful for. Fucking huge. Then try to do some breathing meditations, right? Try to do some breath work. The Wim Hof, he has a free app. We have free videos. You know, do that one release. It's like 15 minutes long. Will get you into an amazing state for the rest of your day. I promise you, okay? But besides that, you know, take it or leave it. A lot of people are going to watch this video. They're going to be like, oh yeah, it was interesting. It was pretty cool. And then they won't do it. And they're going to keep getting the results they always got. But if you're ready, then try it out. Try, right? Something that the topic I talked about yesterday to help people who are older, but also this works for anybody, is to bring more curiosity into your life, right? What are you curious about? Let's follow that, right? Let's try to stoke that fire of trying new things. Because you try enough things, you're going to find what you're fucking amazing at, and you're going to find what works. So let's not go, well, the last 7 things didn't work, so let's just give up now. No. Let's keep trying things, because eventually one of them has to work. It's the fucking law of averages. And I found the thing that works. So I'm trying to share it with you. I'm trying to get the word out to help you guys, because I love you, and I want you to let go of your pain so you can be awesome and fucking get your dreams and goals and just crush it. So thank you for watching this video. To wrap, big sign if you're holding on to past trauma and low vibrational energy, you can't laugh. So start laughing. Bring a little bit more joy into your life. Watch some comedies, you know? Hang out with people who are funny. And thank you to Alyssa for sending the CBD. You're amazing. I love you guys. Hope this live stream was entertaining at the very least, but valuable at the most. I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a ton of value. If you did, can you please send this episode right here, this one in your hand right now. Can you feel it? Can you send this one to one person if you think it's going to value them? If you think that if this gave you some value, if it improved your life at least 1%, can you please send this to one person that you also think it will benefit at least 1%? Let's keep spreading this movement. I want to end emotional suffering for people. This information will do that. So please help me do that. Please spread high vibration energy. We all know the energetic law of reciprocity. If you, whatever energy you put out into the world, you get that back times 200%. So if you give out good high vibrational energy, you're going to get that back 200%. I know I'm asking for something right now. That's really not a big ask, but it is an ask. I respect the fact that it is an ask, but know that this is connected to a much larger grand scheme of things. And the universe puts you in touch with me to listen to this episode for a reason. So please help me end emotional suffering and share this with one person. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Namaste.